Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today we are in Daniel chapter 3. We'll listen to our guest reader Brad Lidge read the 30 verses of Daniel chapter 3. Brad was the closer for the Philadelphia Phillies when they won the World Series in 2008. He struck out the last guy in the ninth inning to win the World Series. That would be like a hitter wanting to hit a home run to win the World Series. He got to strike out the last guy, and they piled on him on the mound as they won the World Series. Let's listen to Brad Lidge as he reads the 30 verses of Daniel chapter 3.
Daniel chapter 3. King Nebuchadnezzar made an image of gold, whose height was 60 cubits and its breadth 6 cubits. He set it up on the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Then King Nebuchadnezzar sent to gather the satraps, the prefects and the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the justices, the magistrates, and all of the officials of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then the satraps, the prefects and the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the justices, the magistrates, and all of the officials of the provinces gathered for the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And the herald proclaimed aloud, "You are commanded, O peoples, nations, and languages, that when you hear the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, bagpipe, and every kind of music, you are to fall down and worship the golden image that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall immediately be cast into a burning fiery furnace." Therefore, as soon as all the peoples had heard the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, bagpipe, and every kind of music, all the peoples, nations, and languages fell down and worshipped the golden image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Therefore, at that time certain Chaldeans came forward and maliciously accused the Jews. They declared to King Nebuchadnezzar, "O king, live forever. You, O king, have made a decree that every man who hears the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, bagpipe, and every kind of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast into a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom you have appointed over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, pay no attention to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar, in furious rage, commanded that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be brought. So they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar answered and said to them, "Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the golden image that I have set up? Now if you are ready, when you hear the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, bagpipe, and every kind of music to fall down and worship the image that I have made, well and good. But if you do not worship, you shall immediately be cast into a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you out of my hands?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered the king and said, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If this be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of your hands, O king. But if not, be it known to you, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar was filled with fury, and the expression of his face was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He ordered the furnace heated 7 times more than it was usually heated, and he ordered some of the mighty men of his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their cloaks, their tunics, their hats, and their other garments, and they were thrown into the burning fiery furnace. Because the king's order was urgent and the furnace overheated, the flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell bound into the burning fiery furnace. Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished and rose up in haste. He declared to his counselors, "Did we not cast 3 men bound into the fire?" They answered and said to the king, "True, O king." He answered and said, "But I see 4 men unbound walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt, and the appearance of the fourth is like a son of the gods." Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the door of the burning fiery furnace. He declared, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out and come here. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the fire. And the satraps, the prefects, the governors, and the king's counselors gathered together and saw that the fire had not any power over the bodies of those men. The hair on their heads was not singed, their cloaks were not harmed, and no smell of fire had come upon them. Nebuchadnezzar answered and said, Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants, who trusted in him and set aside the king's command, and yielded up their bodies rather than serve and worship any god except their own God. Therefore I make a decree. Any people, nation, or language that speaks anything against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be torn limb from limb, and their houses laid in ruins, for there was no other God who was able to rescue in this way. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the province of Babylon.
In 1988, at 33 years old, when I read Daniel chapter 3, I wrote Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused to worship idols, stand on their own convictions, trust in God for deliverance. An angel or Jesus saves them. They prosper after their commitment to obey God. What a testimony. PTL, I wrote. Praise the Lord. In 2005, I read this chapter when I was 50 years old, and I wrote, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, our God is able to deliver us from the furnace of blazing fire, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But even if he does not, let it be known to you, O king, that we are not going to serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up. These guys took a hard stand for their beliefs, defying the king. It's obedience to God above obedience to men of authority. God delivered them, but they would have gone anyway. In 2012, when I was 57 years old, when I read Daniel chapter 3, I wrote, The king's declaration doesn't last very long as he builds a statue. And I was referring to the end of chapter 2 there when in verse 47, the king answered and said to Daniel, Truly your God is God of gods and Lord of kings. That's the declaration I said didn't last very long. As here in chapter 3, he builds a golden image. So let me go on with my journal from 2012. I continued to write, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego understand clearly that God could deliver them from death. But if not, though God is able, he may not do it. They understand that too. They still held to their convictions, and they were bound and thrown into a fiery furnace. God did not spare them from that. Christians suffer too. But there is a fourth person with us too, like a son of the gods, Jesus himself, or an angel. His presence can be with us to deliver us. The fire had not had any power over the bodies of those men. Praise God. Oh, to trust in him. What are you facing today? Are people trying to set you up for failure in your Christianity? There's probably no doubt that these people came to set up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego for absolute failure so that they could be destroyed because they were competing for positions of leadership within Babylon. Do people try to set you up for failure too so that your Christian testimony could be tainted? This chapter should give you great encouragement to stand firm on your foundation of Christianity. Does it mean that God will deliver you? Not necessarily. It means he can, just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said. Our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But if not, that's the key, but if not. So certainly the story in Daniel chapter 3 ends well. Yours may or may not. The question you need to face is, how strong are your convictions, and how willing are you to stand for them? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego risked it all. Are you willing to do the same? Father, we pray to you. We thank you that you included the story in Daniel chapter 3 in your written record of your relationship between yourself and your people. It's there for a reason. It's there to encourage us to stand firm in our faith toward you, even when the circumstances become very difficult. Thank you for the testimony of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that gives us strength to stand on our convictions today. And just like you or an angel appeared in their moment of stress, you can do the same for us, and we give you thanks for that. In this chapter, your word says the fire had no power over the bodies of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and the fire of hell has no power over our bodies either. May we walk in that kind of faith, just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did. Strengthen us, we ask. In Jesus' name, amen.